This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Senate has approved a bill that would move the Front Range passenger rail line closer to reality. Legislation would create a district that could eventually ask voters to raise tax revenue to fund the project. Republican Senator Kevin Priola says a line would ease traffic and air pollution along Interstate 25.
But this is also going to be, in my opinion, a huge economic driver for tourism in the Western United States.
Other Republicans say the line is too expensive. Sponsors hope the state can land billions of dollars in new federal funding for the passenger rail. A major Colorado school district will require COVID-19 vaccinations for school staff starting in the fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In a Tuesday letter to staff, Aurora Public Schools Superintendent Rico Munn said the science around COVID-19 and the vaccines is clear and compelling. He said the vaccination requirement supports the district's goal of returning to full in-person learning as soon as possible. Munn says the district recognizes that people have different perspectives on vaccination and that exemptions allowed under state and federal law will be honored. Denver Public Schools said today it will not require vaccines for teachers or students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And speaking of Denver, right now it is 73 degrees and mostly cloudy. The high today, 71, they say, but we're at 73 right now, right? Tonight it'll be 46. Stay tuned. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.